Dante's focus didn't leave his students. As Fane and I entered and leaned against the wall, he straightened and spoke at top volume.
Whether you're an informant or a hunter, you need to be able to defend yourself, and you need to be able to kill vampires.
Gunter raised his hand. Dante lifted his head.
Question? But we're vampires, he said.
Dante's jaw tightened. He stared at the teen long enough for the room to go silent. Once it had, he approached with deliberate steps. When Dante stopped in front of him, Gunter swallowed.
I'm referring to bad vampires, Dante intoned. The kind who kill.
Dante swung his arm around and locked Gunter in a chokehold. When the boy gasped in surprise, Dante smiled.
The kind that bite and suck.
Dante glanced at Fane when he said the last words. He released the boy with a leer directed at Fane. Fane scratched his chin with his middle finger and smirked back. He leaned beside my ear and whispered,
I'll be out in the parlor looking things over with Joss. Let me know if you get anything useful out of that numbnut.
Fane pivoted and walked out of the room. Dante's eyes gleamed as though he'd just scored a triumph over the Italian vampire.
Now, who wants to try and take me?
Dante asked, raising his voice.
You?
He asked Gunter, who promptly shook his head.
You?
He asked Reinhardt, who looked down and stared at his toes. Dante's eyes slid over the two girls huddled together and landed on Ashley.
Agent Scott.
Pass, Ashley said. Dante folded his arms across his chest and widened his stance.
I wasn't asking, Agent Scott. Do you think a killer vamp cares whether or not you're in the mood to tussle? There are no passes out in the field, and there sure as shit aren't any in my training class. Get your ass over here.
So yeah, we weren't in the most PC vampire hunting agency on the planet, but at least Ashley was here by choice. Sort of. Ashley walked across the mats, stopping 5 feet in front of Dante. Her back was now to me, but I could imagine the scowl on her face if her rigid posture was anything to go by.
Now, in this scenario, a hostile has wrestled Agent Scott to the ground.
Dante nodded at the floor.
Go ahead and get on the ground.
Ashley took her sweet time lowering herself gently to the mat. She sat on her knees, fingers tightening to fists. Dante circled her, addressing the four remaining recruits.
If the hostile gets the upper hand, it's up to you to turn the tables and regain control.
Dante stared at Gunter until the teen nodded. An instant later, Dante shoved Ashley onto her back and launched himself on top of the startled blonde. Her eyes widened.
There wasn't time for her to scowl, let alone land a punch, before Dante pinned her to the ground.
I was startled, too. I'd known what was coming, but I'd thought there'd be some kind of warning before Dante jumped the poor girl like a bull at a rodeo. If bulls were female, that is. Ashley did a noteworthy job of bucking, at any rate. Then again, Dante was determined to keep his seat. His thighs squeezed Ashley's, freeing his hands to deflect the punches that came at him. Ashley's fists only seemed to bounce off Dante's abs, but his face heated and jaw tightened. He grabbed her wrists and pinned them by her sides. Ashley tried to wiggle free, but it looked more like they were dry humping than scuffling. One of the girls snickered. I glared at her, and she covered her mouth. Ashley groaned in frustration as she tried to twist onto her side, but it was no good. Dante's weight anchored her down. There was probably a pretty good indent of Ashley's butt in the mat below. Ashley continued to struggle, barely managing to move an inch in either direction.
All you're doing is tiring yourself out, Dante said.
Ashley's ankles rose several inches off the floor as though she were trying to kick Dante. Flushed and breathing deep, she stopped suddenly. Ashley sucked air in between clenched teeth. Dante's nose came within inches of hers.
Is that all you've got, Agent Scott?
You're a guy. You're heavier than me. Of course you're able to keep me down when you're on top of me.
Dante's eyes lifted and found mine.